This reading is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advanced against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an enemy besieges me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even when I am be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this is only I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hold your face from me. Do not turn your servants away in anger. You have been my helper. I do not reject me or forsake me, Saviour, God my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witness rise up against me, sprouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart and wait for the Lord.
A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
There are moments in life when the joy of living pulses through our veins, when every flower, every stone, every tree, every bird, each person that we meet seem to say, "It is good that you are here." And we drink the fresh air, we breathe in life in all its goodness, we rejoice in this world, we savor its beauty. At times we become so used to beauty that we look past it. There are moments when we do not recognize goodness, when flowers, stones, trees, birds, and people just become commonplace. Where then is our thankfulness? Where is our gratitude? But there are also moments when the flowers are wilted, stones block our way, trees fall over in disarray, and the incessant chirping of birds gives us headaches. Times when each person seems to be against us, and everything seems to say, "It were better you were not here." There are times when life on earth can be cruel, when we ask whether there is any purpose to our life, when enemies and foes attack us. It is at such times that we realize that this earthly life is not everything, that in good and bad times, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Even when there are others who stand against us, when whole systems seem to hinder us, even then we can know that God is with us, that the ultimate goodness we seek is in God, that our heart can only find the peace it seeks when it rests in the Lord, that the beauty we want to gaze on is that of the Lord. We may have been given a glimpse of it here on earth, but in its fullness, this is still to come. I hope that what we ask of the Lord, what we seek, is to dwell in God's house, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to see him in his temple. This is the beatific vision, seeing God as God really is, not as in a mirror, dimly, but face to face. Now we know in part, then we shall know as we are known. The presence of God is not something we experience alone. No, there in the renewed world, in God's presence, there will be a great multitude that no one can count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, caught up in the praise of God. Then our soul will be at rest, our heart throb and swell with joy. Then we will be home, then we will rejoice. And we will realize that the beauty that we have beheld here on earth, that the goodness that we have experienced in our short lives, that the love we have been blessed with, that all those are a reflection of God's beauty, God's goodness, God's love. And yet, already here on earth, that glory shines a light into our darkness, and the eternal melody already now resounds in our hearts. Because of that, there can be joy even in dark situations, even when the foes gloat over us, even when our enemies surround us, even when thorns line our way. Even when we are forsaken, even when our days are dark, the Lord will not forsake us and will not hide his face from us. Even then, we can be confident that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It is the view of the future that can already here give us comfort and courage, but also appreciation and perseverance. We will not be weak, but then we will never again hunger, never again will we thirst. The sun will not beat upon us, nor the scorching heat, for the Lamb will be our shepherd and lead us to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Amen.